I told you to keep your door unlocked. We can't risk waking up our parents and getting caught again. I missed you too. Oh god, I missed you so fucking much. Yeah, they never let us see each other anymore, and I always have to sneak into your room every night and sneak out before dawn, which is very inconvenient for me considering how my classes start earlier than yours, and I'm never getting enough sleep because it's always me that's sneaking into your room and not the other way around. Why don't you ever sneak into my room? Like... I'm not avoiding anything. Talk about what? There's nothing to talk about. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm mad at our parents. Isn't it obvious? My mom is sending me away to live with my grandmom just because I'm in love with the guy. Well, yeah, the guy just so happens to be my stepbrother, but that's not the point. The point is that sending me away to a new state to keep us apart won't make me stop loving you. We'll still be messaging each other and seeing each other on the weekends. But I don't want that, you know? I don't want to be away from you. I want to be with you always. I always feel like sitting on your lap and holding your hand and kissing you and telling you how much I love you. Leaving tomorrow. All of my stuff is packed and my room is basically empty. I actually wasn't gonna come see you tonight, but I was just so sad the entire day today. I don't know, it's just, I grew up in this house, you know? So many memories, and now I'm being kicked out just because we couldn't keep our little thing a secret. You don't have to be sorry. It was all my fault. I shouldn't have been giggling so loudly that late at night. Yeah, whatever. Let's cuddle. I'm so stressed out right now, and you do a great job at relieving all my stress. Not like that, you dirty marshmallow. Seriously, I thought I was the perverted one in this relationship. No, you don't have to prove me wrong. We don't have time for that. Just hold me. You ever think about how different things would be right now if our parents had not gotten married? I think about it all the time. We obviously would not be living in the same house. We would still be dating right now, in a more socially acceptable way, of course. I wouldn't be sneaking into your room every night. This is so unfair. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'm just a little emotional and, well, I'll miss you. We did agree on meeting every weekend, but let's be honest, we have no idea if it's gonna work out or not at the end. Oh, there are so many things that could go wrong. What if our parents find out again? What if you find someone better? Someone who is not your stepsister and someone who won't get you in trouble for simply just kissing them? I'm serious. What are we doing? Are we still together? Will we continue to see each other? Are we gonna take a break and get back together when we're both living independently? Are we gonna break up? I want to see you too. It's gonna be difficult because I'm used to seeing you every night and every morning. And it's gonna be difficult. I don't know how I'm gonna live like that. I know, but we can't video call all the time. Yeah, we might not get caught, but you know how paranoid I am. No, my grandma doesn't know about us. I don't think my mom told her. She still hasn't forgiven me for stepping on her cat's tail by mistake when I was a child. I don't know what she'll do if she finds out the reason why I'm being sent to live with her is because I'm dating my stepbrother. It would be a pain in the ass. I wouldn't know how to survive there. I hope so too. Cuddle closer. It's kind of cold tonight. You feel so nice. You're like my own personal gigantic heating pad. I'm gonna miss cuddling you like this. I'm gonna miss kissing you. Like this. I'm gonna miss everything about you. God, this sucks. This sucks so bad. I wish there was a way we could just disappear or something. People suddenly forget that we exist and we'll be in our own little world together, living our best lives together. We can't run away. Don't get me wrong. I would love to be with you for the rest of my life, but running away? How is that gonna work out? We can't just run away right now with the very little money and experience that we have. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't even work like that in the movies. Come on. Our jobs don't pay us enough to allow us to run away and still have enough money while we look for another job. It's not gonna be enough. We're still so young. How are we gonna survive out there? There needs to be a lot of thoughts and a lot of planning put into this. We can't just get up and leave. It's stupid. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll think about it, but I can't promise anything. There are way more or less stupid ways for us to be together without running away and putting our lives in danger. I don't know. How about we finish college first, then get better paying jobs and move out together? Patience, baby. Patience. I'm tired. I think we should have this conversation some other day and enjoy each other's company as much as we can before I leave tomorrow. Yeah? Don't worry too much. We'll figure this out.